New sofa, guys. Look at different. Co-host will explain in a minute. Welcome back to the Spoken Word Podcast. My name is Jay. I've got my co-host coming in the shot now called CJ. What are you saying?
New set.
All relaxed.
Put my feet up.
Oh, God.
New sofa. Finally, bro. You know how long I've been waiting for this new sofa for?
4 weeks. A month. A month.
Time. About 3 weeks. Well, no, I had the crap sofa before and then got rid of it.
Mm.
And I had to order the
crap
new one.
Sofa.
You know the one before?
The OG?
No, not the one after one.
Yeah,
looking like some old sofa coming out of Nigeria
like
or something.
Sofa bed coming off.
Yeah, it was terrible.
But it's very like, it was hard, isn't it?
Yeah, so uncomfortable. Now we've got the new thing.
Yeah.
No more desks, no more bruv.
No more what?
No more desks.
Oh, I like the desk, man.
I like it, yeah, because you can just put the mics there, innit?
Yeah.
Instead of holding it. But that's a one-man desk.
Yeah,
that's a one-man desk.
I always felt touch tight, man.
Yeah, trust me, bro. It was too, honestly, it was rubbing elbows and all that, fam.
Yeah.
Well,
it's good, but aesthetic-wise, Dio, Anton Deck Dio, Shane Sully Dio, Rio Ferdinand, Vidic partnership Dio. I'm not a United fan, he is. But, yeah.
Bad Boys, we're back, man.
Bad Boys, we're back. No, and a power Dio. Ghost and Tommy's.
Well, I don't feel like we haven't done a podcast in so long. We've done it last week.
Because of the set.
I feel like I'm a brand new.
I haven't held this mic in my hand like this.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, man, sometimes that could be very dangerous to the mic. Where sometimes you got to be careful with what mic you put in my hand sometimes, bro. Sometimes you just wake up and you choose violence, man.
Yeah. But I feel too comfortable right now. This doesn't feel right.
Yeah, no. I don't know. That's because you've got the news, you're endorsing them Crocs, man, them trademark. They're going to become your trademark.
Now, shout out to Ye, the new foam runners.
Mm.
Actually, no, let me take that back. Because Adidas are the worst when it comes to sizing.
Adidas?
Yeah, they are the worst. Like,
size?
I don't know if it's Yeezy or it's probably Adidas, the manufacturing, yeah? They are the worst when it comes to shoes. Every other trainer, Nike, whatever, Timberlands, whatever trainer, yeah?
Mm.
I'm size 8. Adidas, when I get sliders, I got the Adidas original sliders a few years ago, size too tight for me. I got the Yeezy sliders last year, the black ones. I went a size up as well, and they were still too small, yeah? These, shout out to my plug, shout out to Sapit for retail, man, that David, yeah? He watches the show, so he'll hear this, yeah? He told me to go a size up on these, because these are not true to size. Got them, a little bit of room. There's a little bit of room. When I'm walking around, I do feel a little bit of slippage, but it's not bad. So, yeah. But I'm just saying, Adidas sizing are just awful, and they don't do halves in these as well, so. And when you go online, when you research what size you want to get, some sites say true to size, and some say go a size up.
You know what? I've never got... You know what's so silly, bro? It's very common for people to be a size and a half. So I never understood them, like, when, like, certain things, we don't do halves. I never understood it. You're missing out on a whole market and a lot of potential consumerism. And
yeah.
In your pocket. I never understood that.
Yeah. I've always been an 8.
8?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. I think for Air Max, I got up by, like, I can't remember if it's half or one full size when it comes to Air Max.
Yeah.
But
and I got these at retail price, by the way. They didn't get resale, yeah? Because I was going resale. You just can't do it today. You can't do it today financially, resale. I don't know how people pay for things at resale
price.
Yeah,
but
isn't
resale a new thing, though, isn't it?
I know, man, but...
Resale's
always been around. There's nothing... It's not brand new.
It wasn't something that was prominent, like, throughout.
Yeah, it wasn't prominent. Now everything's flipping resale, like tickets to concerts or matches, whatever, like that.
But yeah, it's not even just a trainer thing now. It's a gaming console thing.
Yeah.
It's a concert.
It's a market
football,
for resale,
Jesus,
yeah. Man. It's just ridiculous. But I don't know how people pay for resale, man. I see people paying for, like, Dunks at resale price.
How do you think resale, you know what, interest, let's talk about resale briefly. Yeah. Do you think with the resale industry, because we just know what it's become, is it like a risky business in a sense that you're always relying on buying something, hoping you can sell it for more?
Yeah.
No, I know the concept, but the risk, like, you can't always guarantee you could actually sell that for more.
No, you can't.
You've attempted to, you've bought the product in advance, hoping that you, someone will buy it off you for more.
Yeah. You can't. But in terms of, okay, specific to like the trainers industry, if you know something's about to drop and you know there's hype around it, yeah, and you get it at the retail price, yeah, you're going to make an up, I think the, you're going to make an upward profit.
I think the people that really, I could say, you knew you was guaranteed, and this was around when the PS5 first released.
I got that at retail as well. Yeah, I got that at retail. But I'm saying that I know. I got that for less than retail. I got a discount. I got it for like 400. And it retailed at, what retails at, when it first came out, like 450 or something, 500?
Yeah, something like that.
So I got it for less.
People were buying stupid lip.
Brand like new.
£1,000 for please.
Yeah. Supplies, what I shouldn't have bought, because I'm so stupid, my entrepreneurial brain wasn't around during that time. I should have bought like 10 of them to resell it. Man. I'd been.
That? PS5s?
Yeah.
Do you even have the money to, you need the money in the first
place? Yeah, I didn't, man. To make money, you need to have money. Yeah. People don't teach you that.
Spend money to get money.
Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. But back to just not even just resale, just everything. Costs. Come on, man. Let's chat on this,
let's
man.
Let's talk about. Yeah. We honestly, me and you and another brethren, we went out last weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we had a good time. Can you just in London, bro? To have a good time in London, you need to. Record transfer fees, bro. Isn't
yeah. Get to transfer fees in British America. Record transfer yeah, fees, bro.
Because what we done, we went to this place in Monza called Gravity, and we done some activities. We done what? Mini golf, bowling. Smashed a lot of bowling. Mm. Didn't do too well with the golf. What else did we do? And then we done the e-karting.
Yeah.
Bro. The e-karting.
I smashed you lot on the
e-karting. Oh, yeah, you did the e-karting. Yeah.
Lewis Hammond.
Bro, the e-karting thing, yeah, that was proper fun. But I do feel like how fun it was, the price still is not justified.
No.
Because it's not, it's because it's the ratio of price to how much they gave us.
Yeah.
Do you remember what they were doing? The man said at first, we thought this was a joke in the first place, right? Oh, was it £16.95 for like £10? That's what the man said at the till pit, right? Where you're going to pay.
£16.95 for £10? 10 minutes.
£16.95 for 10 minutes.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Sorry, not 10, what am I talking about? £16.95 for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Then we found out that eventually it was like £16.95 for 8 minutes. And it worked out to be like £2.11 a minute.
Yeah, I think
that's crazy.
It's, but the introduction, the training thing is longer than the.
Oh yeah, it was. Oh, bro.
The introduction, like obviously the safety, the rules and all that, like is longer than the flipping the track than you on the track.
Either the same amount of time or longer.
No, it's longer. It's 10 minutes. It's literally like 10 minutes. Oh. Or the it's either the same time or longer. Said, yeah? Yeah, it's actually before. Ridiculous because once you start to get used to it, yeah, it's like time's up, innit?
Yeah. Oh yeah. But you're basically the first 3 minutes you're getting used to.
It's like you said, it's fun, yeah, but does it justify it? Does the price justify it?
It doesn't justify it, but it sounds like a contradiction. I'll go again, but I can't justify the price. I'll go again.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's mad fun and. That place is new, isn't it? You said you patterned.
I think it's been
how long has that been?
It's here? I don't know, but it's not old, but it's not new.
It's not over 2 years, is it?
I don't know. I think it's either before COVID, just after COVID. I heard about after COVID.
I think there's one just more like is it Castleford? Somewhere in Yorkshire. I saw it, but then the Gravity place, but actually Max place, but. Yeah, the e-cutting, they say that's the most in demand. And not only that, dude, these days, bro, can you even cut in London and enjoy it as well, bro? You've got to book everything in advance, man. Let's do this booking system, man.
Yeah, funny you say that. I was out last night and we had this little run to like a little dispute, man. Basically, we was out like similar to activities we was doing last week, innit, yeah?
Yeah.
And not me and you, like other people, innit, yeah?
Yeah. Snake, go on.
And then once that was done, no, fuck, let me rewind that. Yeah, we was at the place, we wanted to get food in it, yeah, and they were charging us there was a service charge in it on top of it, but it's on like per item, Do you know what I'm saying? Oh my God. I've said it again, do you know what I'm saying? They was charging it per item on the food. So if you order one thing, say like what I ordered one thing was like £26.
Yeah.
And it was £3 something on top of that, innit? Yeah. So it was like 29 something. But it was like that so it's per item you get.
What did you actually do? What did you get? Is it for just food? Did you have other things as well?
No, we've done like activity before and then we got food, innit?
What did you do before?
Golf. Crazy golf.
Crazy golf.
Yeah, yeah. And then we got food afterwards.
Okay, where's the crazy golf?
Putt Shack.
Oh yeah, Putt Shack.
Yeah. And then we was gonna go swingers, but Putt Shack.
Swingers are awesome.
Yeah. And but is that, it was like per food, and I was like, why is it £29? Like, oh, that's the service charge. I was like, nah, but take it off, mate.
I swear, service charge is like something, a new thing.
And it's not even that. It's like service charge
is a new thing.
Because it's not you don't, it's not, you tip like a specific way or nothing, and they just round up at the end. Service charge.
Seems like.
Yeah. So I was like to him, nah, take it off. Normally before, like, I've done it before, yeah, but you can't feel guilty. But I was like, no, I don't feel guilty. This is not like an actual restaurant or a bar or whatever. It's an activity place. You just happen to have food, yeah? Why am I giving you extra money out of my pocket just for you to come over and drop me off? That's part of your job.
You know what, though?
I don't know. Am I wrong? Like, I don't know.
No, do you know what? I disagree with this service charge thing. You know, I'll tell you why. Just because where's the incentive for them to give good customer service? If they feel like they get money anyway, you might have someone that's just rude, not impolite.
Yeah. Because
you know people that got tips back in the day.
Yeah.
Right.
Back in the day, bro. People still get tips.
No. I say back in the day because before this whole service charge thing came in.
Yeah.
Obviously, tips will go on. Like, I got no problem with tipping someone that I feel that's done really nice customer service. They really put themselves out there. They seem like a genuine person, nice person. And I said, hold that. Yeah. And I want them to have it. I know some people of these businesses are just pricks, and they say, oh, you can't keep your tips and that kind of stuff. Or some of them out of order try and say, oh, deduct it from your wage, which is out of order. Yeah.
Mm.
But the whole point of it was to show that obviously out of all the either waitresses or waiters, you are the guy or the girl or the unicorn.
So
everybody got try to be inclusive to everybody. Yeah, you done your best, right? So if I'm just giving, if service charge is just mandatory to everybody, you might have someone's gonna be just mad rude, but oh, service charge. Mm. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you're like, you're rewarding. Imagine rewarding bad behavior, bro.
Yeah.
Is that good to me? Is that going to a shop? I've gone into a shop when I've got disrespect from the get go. I've walked out the shop. My mom's taught me that lesson. I remember this time we went to a shop. Oh my God, I didn't understand at the time, you were a kid, didn't it? And my mom was like, no, we're leaving. I was like, what? So my mom was like, you never need anything that badly enough. Yeah. She's like, no, we're not even.
So good, though.
Yeah. But it's true, though, because it's like, but that's the whole point. So this service charge thing is the first.
Look at what we done today. We went to go get food. We was prepared to walk more of a distance because you knew that they had better service in there. But at the place where we would turn up, it was flipping shut.
Yeah.
But he was prepared to do that walk because you're guaranteed a good service.
Yeah. 100%. And plus, I thought they would have the food that I may be looking for.
Yeah. What was I saying? Yeah. All that happened, that debacle, yeah? Minor, whatever. Okay. The night's still young. So I was like, what are we going to do now? Obviously, it's so hard, yeah, these days for me, because obviously, you know that I'm not drinking at the moment, yeah? Mm. Not saying I'm never going to drink again. I'm just not doing it anymore. So you realize, like, raw, what? Yeah, it's like, raw, what can you actually do? Because it's like, you know, automatically, you're like, oh, let's go to a bar. Let's do this. 2-for-1 cocktails.
That's boring, man.
I hear you. Obviously, that's.
To do that every time, that's boring.
Yeah, man. We live in Britain, man. So drinking culture is big here, isn't it? Yeah. So I was like, we're trying to figure out what to do in it. So I'm like, oh, let's go grab. It's like a restaurant place where they do shisha in it. So across the river. Yeah. So we go there, walk about a 10-15 minute walk, get there, and I kind of knew it's in me, yeah, you need a reservation booked up, whatever, cool. Was like, oh, how much, there's three of us, yeah? Mm. Now, if you partake in shisha, if there's more than two people, you normally have to get extra shisha pipe, yeah? Which is jarring, but whatever, rules are the rules in it, yeah? The only thing is, yeah, with this one, it's £50 per shisha, yeah? Like,
what?
Bro, I remember back in the day, shisha was like £20, bro. £25.
I used to think that was expensive.
Yeah, yeah, literally.
These are the first time I was going to see show, and I'm like, maybe it's because I'm looking at it from an angle of, am I really trying to pay £20 to put,
harmful substances in your body? In my lungs, like. Yeah. It's like 20, 25 quid was like the average price, I would say. And then obviously post-COVID and all that, inflation, the standard price is like 35, 40 quid. Mm. Before, like, if you wanted to get the premium, it would be like 40. But now the standard ones are like, well, this one was 50, and I was like, or was this, no, 50. So I was like, okay, there's three of us. We'd have to get two sheesh pipes, so that's like 50 quid. That's 50 quid each. So that's £100 for all of us. Yeah, we'd split it.
So you're paying. So as an individual, you're paying 50.
So as a, I'm sure it's £100. Yeah.
Between three of you.
Yeah. So it's split. Like, it was 33 something. Wait, yeah. Sorry, you know. Yeah, 33 something. Yeah. I was like, oh, do you know what? That's jarring, but okay, we'll do. We're out in it. Yeah, and. I was like, but I'm not even done yet, bro. I'm not even done. I didn't even want to do it really yet. And the guy was like, oh, you would need to, the minimum spend here is £50.
What?
Like per person, innit? I was like, what? So we're going to have to spend more now, because the guy was like, oh, you can eat. I was like, mate, we've just ate. Like, we've had a drink already. We just want to suck some pipe. Pause. Yeah. And he was like, the minimum is 50. I was like, he's like, oh, guys, I can do, all right, can you, trying to spend like 35, 40 quid. So I'm like, on top, wait, so you want to get two shisha pipes and there's three of us here, which we don't even need really, yeah? And you want to spend more. I was like, guys, is this even worth? And on top of that, he was like, oh, I can only keep you for an hour, 90 minutes maximum. The guy that's helping us, he was amazing. He was helpful, yeah, innit? Yeah. But it was just like the restrictions, man. I was like, you want us to pay like a pretty penny, yeah?
Oh, God.
And it's just like, for what? It's, oh man, honestly, man, going out your house in London, yeah, once you leave your yard, spending £10 a new £100.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. £100 is like £1,000 now.
Like, I'm telling you, £10 is a new £100, man, once you step out of your yard, man.
Bro,
it's ridiculous. You've
got deep it, bro. I remember bowling, I swear, on average, bro, you get two games for a price. Even when we went last week, what was it? £10.95 one game.
Yeah. Every, do you remember, we was walking through, I'm not going to say where we was, yeah?
Yeah.
And it was like, it was near our old school. It was near our secondary school. It was like, oh, maybe we used to go there. It was like six wings and chips and a drink, £2.
Yeah, I remember. Oh, yeah. Oh, them days are long gone, man.
6 wings and chips and a drink, £2. Not today.
No.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
100. Yeah.
Oh, my days. It's ridiculous. 100. It's ridiculous.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Yeah.
And today's price is not tomorrow's price.
I felt sickening. I just felt sick to my stomach. Yeah. Back to the place we was at. And you just look in it and it's just like, it's all a facade really. Like, it's just, all right, cool, I see. It's right on top of the Thames. You got the view of like, you got like the gherkin there and you got the canary wolf that way and you got the pretty plant here. It's just, I'm not even, do you know what I hate as well? Because when I go back home, I was thinking to myself, I was like, not only that we pay all this much, just premium price, we give these bastards free promotion as well. Instagram, TikTok,
Facebook.
You imagine that. You pay all this money and you promote them as well for free. You tag them in your photos and all that.
Yeah, Facebook.
You're giving TikTok, these all free promotion. You know, I was thinking, I might as well get in the restaurant business. You get free promotion, free marketing. Do you know what it is? Yeah, because we was outside, innit? There's all these people like dressed down to the nines. I was just like a flipping white t-shirt and like black jean shorts and all that, yeah. But it was probably for the guy was thinking, man, these some broke motherfuckers, man. Like, it's nothing about being broke or not, fam. Because it wasn't even that. It's just the principle, isn't it?
Well, but you know that not even the price in London, I think, is a joke these days, man. The idea that everything is robotically, systematically scripted to a T is ridiculous, man. You can't be expecting everyone to always be booking every single thing you do every time.
Yeah,
it's booking. I think his booking system's gone out of hand, man.
Yeah,
or book. You get to book. Cause even when we went last week, yeah, you know, we had to like book things like it's all good, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. We had to book all these things like could we book? We had to book. We had to leave, come back, wait. There's a lot of waiting times.
Yeah. And we had like, the same thing yesterday.
Again, you see what I'm saying? Because before, I can make plans. Mm. I'm not one of them people that never know what they're doing. One day to the next day. That's not a thing. But not every, but there's going to be times when the spontaneous activities I'm going to do, not everything is scripted in advance, even though I do make and stick to plans. And some things you're not going to know in advance. Listen, you may know you want to go do something, but you may not actually know what it is you really want to do.
Yeah.
So how can they all be saying every time you go, no matter where you go, oh guys, you got a book, man. That just kills. That's nonsense, yeah. Man.
I said it to the dorm members there yesterday. I was like, this is why I hate London. He was like, bro, really? What? I was like, because you have to pre-book everything. Bro. You can't just turn, like, save your hours. Save you pre-book something in advance before, but you want to go to somewhere else.
Mm.
It's like, they just stand out there with a flipping little pussy iPad. You got a reservation?
Oh my God. And even that, before we move on, as well, the worst thing about it as well is, bro, even something, I don't even do this, I don't know how people do it. These days, for a lot of people just go into their local pub, they won't book some pub, they won't
I don't know. I can't relate. I don't relate to that, bro.
But to reserve this table just to drink, bro. I mean, people used to go there, just turn up. You can't even. Book.
What at the Heads Inn and all that, bro?
Something like that, man. I just think that's just dead, man. That's to me. That's one of the most deadest motives, bro.
What pubs?
That's a dead motive. I can't lie.
I don't know how people do it, man.
I don't know how people do it. Every don't get me wrong. If someone said
some pubs are decent.
If someone told me to rock up to a pub like. Once here and there, I could do it, but I know that I'm a pop person anyway, I'll do it. But I'm not, but bro, that is like, that's dead, bro. Like, who's planning? What are you booking, really?
I don't know, because I think I've been to a pub a handful of times in my life.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say to the audience is basically everything they want you to book, ever since COVID, but everyone wants to be booking, man.
Yes.
I think they use COVID and cost of living crisis to do all kinds of madness, bro. Yeah. Cost of living crisis. The people that use cost of living crisis, they're flipping wrong ones as well. They're worse than the COVID people, man. We'll get into that another time.
What do you mean?
But bloody doing this about car insurance, mate.
Oh.
Bloody car insurance, bro. You know, they're disgusting, mate.
I feel like we're just venting off our financial issues at the moment.
It's not just about financial issues. It's about the idea that
it's the principle.
It's about the idea that people are taking absolute liberty.
It is, man. It is.
Your car insurance is meant to go down at 25.
Mm.
Yeah. And I passed my test at 20. I bought my car, my first car at 21. I've got 4 years, no claims. And I was, the other day, because my insurance is due soon, right? Mm. I just bought new insurance now. It's going to start from early July. But do you know what the quotes were doing, bro? Some of the quotes were even worse than when I first ever bought my car, bro. Some quotes, a lot of them were saying, $2,000 for the year.
Wow, you've been driving for quite some time.
I've had my test I passed my test 5 years ago when I was 20, and I've driven for 4 years, and I've got 4 years no claims. And they're trying to say to me, there was quote up to like $2,000, bro. Way worse, way more than when I even first started out. How does that work?
No,
I was on the phone, and the even guy was like, "Yeah, we're non-competitive, but the price is not really competitive." I'll be honest, and. Bro, a lot of them are doing that.
That's shocking.
And then people all over, I don't know if you've seen it, bro, like even on like LBC, someone has like rung up and said, look, his car insurance is mad because the excuse is cost of living, bro. Absolute joke.
Oh, man. We've got the ULEZ coming up, expansion soon. Come on, man. I'm telling you, London, for you lot that don't live in London, it's a scam.
It's not the beginning and end all.
I'm telling you.
But I think it's not just a London thing. They're expanding this even out.
Yeah,
London
they well. Hype everything up because, it's London. Oh, the transport links.
If London had a dick, they would suck it. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
Well, we're going to keep talking on about money and finances anyway, but we're going to make a swift transition to
football.
The sport we love. Yeah.
Sports.
The beautiful game.
Well, it's not even just the beautiful game. It's the beautiful game with football, boxing. What else are they doing?
We'll go into the beautiful game or the corrupt game. I like to use these because it feels like...
The contaminated game.
The contaminated game. I feel like the soul of sports has just been ripped out.
The game, like in Shrek, when the princess is pretty and it turns into the ugly yogurt, it's like that. Shrek 1, remember? And then Lord Farquaad fades.
Yes, I remember. I feel like the soul...
2001 times, gone.
Can I talk now?
I said, go on then. Go
I have to get out. Oh, bro. Fucking hell.
Go on.
The soul of the... I can't even say it now. The soul of the game has been ripped out pretty much, yeah?
Yeah.
Been ripped out and it's been replaced with money, politics, sports washing, overhyped players, overrated players, stat padding, GNA, what they call it?
Expected scan rates.
No, the worst one, XG, expected goals. No, expected scan rates, the worst. I've never heard of that. Scan what, when the players scan?
Yeah.
And I know scanning, but I've never heard of expected scan rates.
Wait, people coming up with that, no.
What?
Well, I don't know if it's official, but people, unless it's like social media, like football, Twitter, people coming up with things.
Nah, they can't. Nah, they come. That's not official. Expected scan rates.
I don't think it's official. It may not be official, but I wouldn't be. Go on anyway.
Yeah, XG. I just feel like football, the game we love, is not what it used to be.
Nah, but people would argue it's been messed up even since like the early 90s.
Yeah, obviously when the Premier League was formed back in 1992, yeah. It was 31 years ago. That's when you can say where it would start to get. The beginning of Kirk being of it being commercialized,
yeah,
and stuff like that. Yeah. I was gonna say commercialization, but I don't know if that's a real word or not.
No, it is.
Yeah,
it is.
Commercialization. So yeah. About 31 years ago, but obviously due to inflated prices and stuff like that, players are going for. I mean, you talking this man? This is your club, isn't it?
My club,
yeah.
Oh yeah, well Arsenal, smashing the British record for rice and peas.
Yeah. Uncle Ben's rice. Yeah.
Uncle Ben's rice.
Yeah. Good player, by the way.
He's a good player.
It's not that I don't rate him.
I didn't want to pay over 100 million.
105 million for Declan Rice.
It doesn't make any sense, man. But do you know what's stupid? But do you know what, dude? I don't understand because you know why this is all stupid though? Because like clubs, at the end of the day, sports clubs, not just football clubs, sports clubs, at the end of the day, yeah, they're still businesses.
Yeah.
So it doesn't seem sensible with all this like stupid money going around because you know even like clubs at smaller levels.
Yeah.
Some of them have actually literally died. Got out of business, and the clubs literally died because of the financial issues.
Yeah.
So then when you see all this at the higher level, man, it just doesn't make any sense. Yeah. I don't think it makes sense for fans to say, "Oh, well, it's not my money." Well, I think it kind of is, bro, because it's like you invest money into the club for things you pay, and at the end of the day,
if your
club ends up going into administration in the end, and your club dies. You'll be heartbroken,
yeah,
and that's because of financial issues. You won't be when you look back on it. You would wish your attitude wasn't. Oh, it's not my money. Just pay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It needs to be a whole.
And you say it's not your money and all that. Like, well, if you're like a full kit wanker, you buy the new kit every year, and you're a season ticket holder, and you buy all this other stuff, merch, and
that. You'll
put your money into the club. Like, you're somewhat a percentage of your money is probably contributing to the players' wages. So is it kind of your money?
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, even look at the prices we pay to watch football, I think is an abomination, some monstrosity.
Because because now these days, I remember like you can't even watch through. Like you can't. Now you got to pay multiple subscriptions.
You got to pay for Sky Sports. BT Sport,
Amazon Prime.
Guess what? Around Christmas time, you need to get Amazon Prime.
DAZN now.
I don't think you need to get DAZN in the UK. Don't do football.
But it's another.
But what I'm saying is, you got like three different platforms. Yeah, Sky on average is like 35-40 quid a month. BT, their sport pass was £25. I think increased to £30. So you're ready. That's almost 70 quid there. Plus Amazon Prime on top, which is £8. You're paying eighty plus quid, like minimum, to watch, just the team you support. And guess what? You can't even watch all their games because obviously you've got 3 p.m. blackout. And when they reschedule the fixtures, and say it was on like a Wednesday now, so they won't broadcast in the UK. And you wonder why people buy these dodgy sticks and all that, man.
and risk viruses on their computers.
Yeah, but it's a disgrace though. You're paying upwards of like £100 just to watch football.
Official, this podcast is basically a financial rant.
Forget it. It's a disgrace, man. It's an absolute disgrace. It's like, when is this going to change? When is it going to evolve? I can't believe it's 2023 and we're still doing televised blackouts. Oh, to support your local.
What was that even about? Was the idea that
to support your local team, man? So like, yeah, that like you're tending person.
But do you know what? That's a joke. Do you know why? That's some outdated, bro.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Like, we're going to another day. That's like the excuse, yeah. When that's like the outdated laws in court, yeah. Where a woman still gets half your assets, bro. What I'm trying to say is basically, yeah, good to that another day, innit? But the thing is, though, these sports, most of them are working class sport. The working class fan has been priced out many moons ago.
Yeah,
not even
yeah.
like in the last 2 years.
Yeah,
many moons ago.
You're going back.
So this idea that they can't afford to pay these prices to be going anymore. Now you've got people that are in there. You've got a lot of overseas people with money coming out their arse. Bankers, CEOs, these. Crazy, all kinds of positions, jobs with 100k plus salaries going to the games. The average working fan can't even go anywhere. Mm. So this idea that it's to support your local club, I think that's a cheek, man.
Yeah,
doesn't make no sense.
I mean, I'm a Manchester United fan, but I support. I've been to loads of Crystal Palace games.
I'm just saying that doesn't.
Tune
make
them,
no
tune
sense.
The Mitcham local to us. Like, No, I don't go to the Mitcham, but they're my local team and all that.
Semi-pro.
Yeah, I just think it's the worst excuse to use, isn't it, man? And it's like if you're in America, out in America, and you got NBC Sports or whatever, or Peacock. I think you could watch literally every game: Champions League, Premier League. But it's not even just the money; it's the. We'll go into this now as well. Like the, seems like sports washing or corruption, which is nothing new as well, but obviously. Saudi Arabia has been in the news a lot.
They got money for days.
They have bottomless pits of money. You know when you look at the Forbes and all that.
Bro, hold on. That's what I was gonna say. I've always been saying. I think that the world's richest people. I think it's off grid.
Yeah, we don't know them.
Huh? I think what you have is an official list.
Yeah.
Like, say for example, Jeff. Is it possible that Jeff Bezos was never actually the richest person in the world? It was only on official
on paper.
Documents.
On paper, yeah.
But I think that the people that are got the most money is off grid.
Yeah.
It's like off market where no one can.
They're the people that have declared the finances to like Forbes and stuff like that. Mm. So.
Because I don't think the people that have the money are telling Forbes the money they got.
Yeah.
I think in them parts of the world, that part of the world, right, like the Middle East with all these people, these stupid amount of money you got, I think no one's bothering them, man. They got their money and they let them do whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
No one's asking them any questions. And if they were to be asked, they probably don't want to disclose it.
Yeah.
Maybe the whole time, Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, officially the best rich people in the world, but they went for work, bro.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I agree with you on that one. They're probably off grid.
I started to think that in the last few thinking. I think the people that Richard Bezos are actually off grid.
Yeah.
It's official because it's not official. Like you know, you had like random in it, but you know how you had like FHM something like that. Like you know, like world's sexiest woman, and sexiest man.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, they're not. Bro, it's off grid.
It's off grid. It's off grid. Yeah, no one knows.
No, it's just because you're known in the public eye. We have to put you down, but. No one has, if you think about the official list of the world's sexiest women, right? They don't know everyone in the world because most people are not famous. So you can't just get some random person that exists in this world and have them as the top one.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You have to go with people that are known in the public.
Like was Usain Bolt the fastest? Was he really like, on record?
You know what I thought? Was Messi ever the world's best player?
On records, maybe there's someone faster than Usain Bolt out there. We just don't know.
Someone Messi at the time when he was the world's best player.
Not Messi.
You know what I mean? I thought
he's undoubtedly the GOAT. But we'll go to that whole debate another time. What was he saying? Yeah, Saudi Arabia have come in out of nowhere.
You see today, Bernardo Silva, 900,000 euros a week.
I'm saying in sterling instead of pounds, you know.
I have no idea, but it's a lot of money.
And I thought that would be tax free.
Yeah. If he goes there, it's after tax, yeah, because there's no tax. There's no tax. Yeah.
So whatever he's earned, he keeps.
Eye watering money. I mean, you can't blame the players for taking. I see a lot of people like going at, what's the Wolves player? Is it Neves?
Ruben Neves.
It's Ruben Neves, isn't it?
Yeah.
Going at him recently, but.
What did they say?
Oh, like, why are you leaving the Premier League at your prime age? I think he's like 26 and you're going off to Saudi. I was thinking from this perspective. I'm like, well, he's at Wolves.
Mm.
They're not likely contenders to play in Europe. They're not really in like a relegate. They're that just in the middle, nothing team, like, yeah, finish.
The team that they don't play for. Yeah, they don't, like, play, they don't, yeah, play to win the trophy. Yeah,
they finish between, I don't know, like 8th and 50, 8th and 16th or something, like. Why not go to Saudi and get rich?
To be fair, though.
And come back.
He could go to... No, but he could... He doesn't need to go to Saudi. He could go to Europe. And by the way, it's not like he's on peanuts.
Yeah, no, I hear...
Bro, he's a rich man anyway.
Yeah, of course. Okay, but this is life-changing money, isn't it? Yeah?
The money he's already on is life-changing money. Let's be honest. Bro, let's be serious, right? If you're on... I'm going to say... This is going to sound crazy to the... people in the real world, yeah, but even in football terms, yeah, if you're on 50 grand a week, that's life changing money. That's 200 grand a month. I don't care if it's before tax. And if you think about it, if your average, let's assume that you don't
After tax, you mean?
I said, don't even care, that's after tax. I don't care, bro. Because look, let's say the average footballer's career is 15 years,
yeah,
right. And you sign a pro contract at your late teens and you're earning that money, assuming you got no career threatening, no career ending injury. What have you been doing when you've been stacking all that money on a weekly basis, bro? Unless you're, I don't know, bro, like, you're on what where's all that money gone for you to
yeah. Okay, you, but
you know what I'm saying? So yeah. I'm saying that it's not like he has to,
yeah, but okay, what I'm no, I agree with you in terms of like you know, like Messi's gone to Inter and people, but what I'm saying is, like, come on, like, how much hundreds of millions Messi's accumulated throughout his football career, plus endorsements, sponsorships. He's not going there for, because I know that there's the whole thing with the Apple and the equity and
Messi finished football when he won the World Cup.
Yeah, and the equity and Inter Miami. He's not going there for peas or nothing like that, man. That's players like Messi and Ronaldo. There's nothing you could give them that's gonna change their lives. They could do anything right now. But someone like Ruben Neves, he's on good money. Of course, he's on amazing money, compared to the average Joe. But once you go from, what's he on? I'm seeing more. He's on that 80 grand, 100 grand, 120, somewhere between that. A week was what's Wolves. I'm expecting not paying. They're not paying high wages. Yeah.
No, they are, because these days in the Premier League, even clubs that lower in the table are now paying money.
I'm assuming he's not more on 120 or 150 max. He's gonna be on 900. His life is gonna change now. You know what I'm saying? His life's gonna change. I know
what you're saying, bro, but you can't have Wolves anything.
In terms of like, he's gonna have more like ownership or control.
What I'm saying is, imagine you've gone from 500 a week here, and now someone says, okay, I'm gonna pay you £1 million a week. What are you saying? My life's really gonna change now. Come on, bro.
I hear you. Yeah.
It's not about anything, bro.
Yeah, you're doubling. Yeah, you're doubling forever.
Yeah,
it's infinite. Yeah, you're doubling it, but yeah. But from whatever he's on, he's gotta be on 100 grand or somewhere around that to almost a million. There's gonna be a change. Might not be a drastic change, but there's going to be a change. What I'm saying is, you can't really get out of football. There's too much money in it. Don't get out of the player. Because at the end of the day, I think we forget as fans and as people that it's their careers. At the end of the day, you're gonna take any opportunity to maximize your.
You would, yeah, 100%.
If you're on a job right now and there's other company like headhunts you or recruits you, like, oh, we'll offer you double and all that, you're gonna take it.
You know that is that even is that like for like comparison? Dude?
It's not a like. It's not a like for like.
I know what you're saying. Yeah. I know what you're saying.
But you're gonna. Do you know what I'm saying? It's your career at the end of the day. And think about. All right. You
need to make sure that your money's worth yeah, you after yeah, you finish course. Playing.
Of course. Kind of course. Yeah, that's what people don't put into consideration. As an average Joe, how long are we working for? We're working for the next flipping 30, 40 years, bro. These man, what? You're lucky to get 10, 15 years in football.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Likes of Ronaldo, who's been playing for 20 plus years, is rare. Is very rare.
Yeah.
So maximize your opportunity.
I think people. The issue
I have no problem Saudi coming in and fucking everything up like Stormzy, yeah. You know? So fuck shit up, the yeah, issue, like Stormzy. I got no problem.
The issue. I think people got no. Yeah,
because the Premier League.
You know what I mean? No, it's like people just questioning. Like, it's just it's the footballer's ambition now. That's what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's because at the end of the day, it's not like. Ronaldo's gone to Saudi, but he's gone at like 37, bro. He's done everything, bro.
Yeah.
Like, if you got players going in at 25, because I think he started trying the thing and it didn't work.
It flopped
with China, right? Yeah. Saudi, I think football's corrupt to the point where, because you know, Saudi Arabia are not a European football club.
Yeah.
I think it comes to a point, bro. This Super League's not gone, but it'll come back in another way.
Yeah.
But it'll be called. They'll do it in a way where it's got resemblance of what was supposed to happen in the Super League, but they'll call it the Super League.
Yeah, it'll be a lot more sexier. Yeah.
So it'll be like a thing where Saudi will come to the people, the government, the UEFA, and say, look, okay, I know we're not European. Yeah. Here's that money. Let us take part in the Champions League. Then what will happen is, because UEFA need to cover shit to save face, they will now say, we're no longer call it Europe's elite. We'll call it like... the world's elite, and they'll merge clubs from Asia and Europe and maybe other parts. Because if America have got money as well, do their thing, then it become a team where like Americans, European and Asian, maybe even African clubs, different continents
all come
around the world,
yeah.
all come together like to Super Champions League.
Yeah, a world league, innit? Yeah.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah, like, even bigger than like, you know, the World Club Cup, but that's just like a one-off tournament No, it'll be like a.
Would that be such a terrible thing, you think? Or.
I think practically, there needs to be practical elements that need to be considered. Yeah. Time zones, scheduling.
Because that's another. It's another.
But when the money. But the thing is, though, they won't care because if the money ka-ching, there, they're going to find a way to make that.
Because that's another thing today as well where players are. I think as well, players are being overplayed. It's too much. I mean,
do you think Saudi Arabian clubs will end up playing alongside like a Real Madrid and Champions?
I can see it happening. Yeah, money talks.
Because they want to be part of the whole
money talks and bullshit walks. Mm. So yeah, of course they will. These men have got bottomless pits of money, bro. 100%, I can see it happening.
To the point where
money rules.
Saudi Arabian league could now be like top league in the world compared to.
Yeah, but I don't. If they do, if that's the direction they take. The Premier League, which I find hilarious.
Yeah, hypocrites.
Yeah, they're hypocrites because they have their monopoly on football right now at the moment. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like they.
And the worst thing is.
They've got football in a stronghold.
And the worst thing,
European football in a stronghold.
The worst thing about the Premier League clubs, these clubs, it's like now the money's there, it's like they don't mind not competing.
Yeah.
Come on. Bro, a club even at the bottom can try and start. If they really wanted to, they could start competing for the league title. I don't care.
Yeah.
No way. Yeah, pay. Because now clubs at the bottom. Some of them plays are on like $100,000 plus.
Yeah.
You're telling me that you can't, and the TV rights money, you're telling me that you can't compete for the actual sporting achievements of going for like the medals and honours.
Yeah.
You don't want to because the books are balanced to a point where you got so much money coming in, you don't feel the incentive to care.
Yeah.
To go, I think there's something saying that, if you had to win the FA Cup around 54 years in a row to equal the amount for just staying up in the Prem or something stupid like that.
Wow.
So where's the incentive to you to go after these competitions?
Yeah.
After you invest in all this money, bro.
Yeah. I'm telling you, that's what I'm saying, man. The soul's been ripped out of the sport, man. It's been like that for a while.
Boxing and super fights always talk Saudi Arabia.
I think the difference with that is that it incentivizes the fighters to actually fight like the best and you're getting all at one night. So, because that's what the rumor is. Then. It's gonna be all one heavy. Was it like three heavyweight fights or something like all in one night in December? AJ and Wilder, Fury and Usyk and whatever. That I don't really get, because it's boxing needs a whole revamp anyway. That's for a different episode, yeah, man. Yeah. I don't mind if the Saudis take over, because boxing is a sham, most corrupt sport out there. Sure, yeah,
literally. Yeah. Boxing's
been I know. Yeah, I know. Was it LIV Golf has been taken over by Saudi Arabia Public Fund, Public Investment Fund. It's just the way the world's going, man. Just follow the money, and you'll be fine.
Oh God, man.
It is what it is, man. WWE is there all the time now.
In Saudi,
oh, yeah. Like twice a year or something. It's just, yeah. I think it's here to stay, to be fair, because I know it happened with China like 6-7 years ago or whatever. But
why did China flop, dude? That's what I don't understand.
I don't know, man. Why would you want to go China, man? It's a communist country.
Why do you want to go Saudi?
Yeah, but you know what? I feel like Saudi.
All these stipulations.
But I feel like Saudi is. They're probably following the route of like UAE a little bit. Probably not as extreme because it's Saudi.
They get a bit more liberal, isn't it? In places.
It's the land. It's the holy land and all that. And but I feel like there is some leniency there. I mean, we saw it with Qatar as well, where in some venues or something or hubs, you were allowed to consume alcohol. So I think with Saudi, they won't go complete like a UAE. Like,
do you know what? We're Saudi. I think the only thing that people ask are like skeptical of is their ways, isn't it? Yeah. I think if Saudi was to end up becoming, and Qatar and Dubai was to end up becoming full on westernized, I think everyone's gone.
But everyone's gone. But you know what though? Like, obviously we've seen recently there being a lot of Muslim players as well. Yeah.
Mm.
And, but obviously they're gonna go past us Muslim players, just normal like Christian, whatever. Yeah. But what's the fastest growing religion at the moment, mate?
Islam.
Yeah.
Islam,
yeah. A lot, you know. I don't want to get too religious on this podcast, but like, there's a lot of people, you know, a lot of people converting, all that, man. I'll tell you, man, the Middle East is it's the only way forward, man. It's an appeal. There's an appeal to it. There's an appeal to it. Because look, Ronaldo, he's not married to...
And he's doing what he wants
to do. What's his girlfriend's name?
Georgina, sorry.
They're not married, obviously. In Saudi,
yeah.
To live together, you need to be married.
Yeah. But then they bended the rules for him.
They bended the rules for him, but...
But that's the issue.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I can't lie.
But that's what I'm saying. Saudi have been hypocritical. But that's what I'm saying. Money talks.
Because you're saying, oh, no, you can't do this. But because him and everyone knows Cristiano Ronaldo, he's a world... brand, he's a brand, bro. He's
probably
so much money.
He's literally the most famous person on the planet.
Not person.
He's the most recognizable person. Yeah, on the planet. Yeah.
He's the most followed.
He's the most
followed person on Instagram, isn't it?
Yeah, 500 million. I think 400 million or 500 million. Yeah.
Yeah.
All it takes is one superstar in their prime to go to Saudi, and then it's fucked. Oh. It's a wrap.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, man. I think that's all for today, man. That was a good podcast.
Yeah.
I feel like I offended a lot from my chest.
Please hit the like button. Please, very important. Subscribe if you haven't already. Please, if you're new around here, please subscribe. Please like the page. It's free. We give you free content. We don't charge you for nothing. Everything's free for view, not pay per view.
Turn on the notification bell as well, so you know we're going to drop the next episode.
Yeah, so you know we pop up in your feed, guys, if you like. And my co-host will do the outro, guys. Please, thanks for listening, guys. Peace.